Peace to you, brothers and sisters. Let's have a word of prayer before our Lord.
亲爱的主耶稣,
Dear Lord Jesus,
我们来到你的恩跟前,
as we come before you,
是因着你的恩典和怜悯,
it's because of your grace and mercy.
我们求这一位说话的神,
we ask the one who speaks to us,
请你今天早上对我们说话,
to speak to us this morning.
我们都在这里,
we are here.
请你的话进到我心灵的深处。
May your words enter into the deepest part of our heart.
成为我们生命的粮。
To become our bread of life.
成为我们脚前的灯。
To become the light to our feet.
成为我们的力量。
And become our strength.
也成为我们荣耀的盼望。
And to become a glorious hope for us.
我们等候你向我们说话。
We wait upon you to speak to us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
And this is in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我们再把刚才的那一段圣经，我们再读其中的一节，就哥林多后书五章十七节。
Let's read the passage which read earlier. We just read one verse, and that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
可以中文英文一起来念。
We can use either English or Chinese and read it together.
我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
若有人在基督里，
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
他就是新造到的。
The old has gone, the new has come.
新的。我们再念一次啊。
Let's read it one more time.
若有
人在基督里， is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
我们这边多了一个字啊，多了两个字，看啊。
Here there is two extra words here. That's behold.
我们这次念的时候把看啊把它念进来，好吧？
And as we read it this time, let's read the word behold also.Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. Behold, the new has come.
那这一节圣经啊，可以分成两段。
We can separate into two sessions for this verse.
啊，第一段就是上面的一行，叫若有人在基督里。
And the first one is the first part. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ.
他就是新造的人。
He is a new creation.
第二段就是下面的是吧？有三件事情呢，旧事已过。
And the second part has three things. The first is the old has gone.
看啊。
And then behold.
都变成新的了。
The new has come.
这一节的圣经也可以有三个对比。
And this verse we can have three analogy.
第一个啊，我们来找找看啊。第一个是在基督里。
The first one is anyone in Christ.
那么它的相对的是什么呢？在亚当里。
And it's contrasting to in Adam.
这一节的圣经读不出来，看不出来在亚当里。
This verse actually you would not see in Adam.
但是在罗马书里面刚好把这两个对比摆在一起。
But in the book of Romans, then we can see the contrast. They put it together.
第二个对比是新造的人，或者说是新造。
And the second analogy is the new creation.
它的相对的就是旧造。
And the contrast will be the old creation.
但是很稀奇，在整本的圣经里面没有出中文圣经没有出现过旧造两个字。
But in the Chinese translation, you would not see the old creation.
但是我们可以知道说有新的创造，也有旧的创造。
But we know that the new creation and also the old creation.
第三个对比是新事，还有旧事。
And the third analogy is the new thing and the old thing.
所以这节在圣经上我们看得出来。
And this we can see in the verse.
对不起，这边的新事和旧事啊，都是复数的。
And this new things and old things actually is in plural.
所以在这里有三个对比，一个是在基督里和在亚当里。
So there are three contrasts, and first in Christ and also in Adam.
第二个是新造，或者说新造的人，还有旧造。
And secondly is the new creation and also the old creation.
第三个是新事还有旧事。
And thirdly, the new things and the old things.
我们先来看头一个点，就是说在基督里和在亚当里。
So the first point is in Christ or in Adam.
这里是说到两个的范围。
And there is under two boundaries.
在基督里这里面是有一般的人在这个范围的里头。
And there's in Christ a set of people in that.
在亚当里又有一般的人在里面。
And also there's a set of people in Adam.
这两个范围是怎么样没有办法怎么样沟通的。
And in this boundary that they cannot communicate with each other.
在这个亚当的里面特别说到犯罪的世人。
And in Adam is talking about those who are in the world and they sin.
所以圣经说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So the Bible said all have a sin, fall short to the glory of God.
在亚当里我们都死了。
In Adam, we all die.
所以在这个范围的里面是被定罪，而且他的结局是永远的灭亡。
So in that boundary, we are condemned and we will face eternal death.
但是从神的话语来看，
But according to the words of God,
当亚当犯罪的时候，
So when Adam sinned,
就把亚当所有的后裔都被牵在这个范围里。
So all the descendants of Adam are circled in this boundary.
所以在这个范围的里面，你认为你很好，或者是你认为你很有道德，或者你认为很有知识，或者你是没有知识，都在这个范围的里面。
So in this group, regardless if you have a lot of knowledge, you know a lot, or if you don't know anything, it's all in that boundary.
在亚当的里面有旧的创造，也有旧的事情。
So in Adam, there's the old things and the old creation.
所以在这个范围里面有一个特征就是旧。
So in this, there's a special characteristic, and that's the old.
从刚才我们读的圣经里面，旧在神的眼光里面有几方面的意义。
So earlier was reading, what does this old thing mean in God's eyes?
旧的是神所不需要的。
And something that's old, God will not need that.
那个旧的是会过去的。
And the old things will pass.
旧的最后要归于无有。
And the old thing would become nothing eventually.
那么今天我们都在这个范围的里面。
So we are all in this group.
另外一方面，神有一个新的范围为我们预备。
And on the other side, God has this new group that was prepared for us.
在基督里。
That is in Christ.
这两个范围中间究竟是什么把它隔开了呢？
So in these two groups, what is separate them?
那么这一个就是罪。
And that is the sin.
从中文的罪来看就是四个灰。
In the Chinese word it means four wrong things.
你可以找到只要找到四个灰里面其中有一个你就是罪了。
In the four wrong things if you can find one then you are in sin.
但是在圣经的原文的里面
But in the original text in the Bible,
他的罪就是有一个标准你达不到，这就是罪。
It means that there is a standard, but you cannot get to that standard. That's sin.
第二方面是说，你知道你应该做，但是你不去做。
Exactly, you know that you need to do this, but you didn't do it, so that's sin.
那第三个是说，你不应该做的，但是你又去做。
And thirdly, something you shouldn't do, but yet you do it.
第四个就是说应该有一条的路你可以进去的但是你不进去你想要 走后门进去，这也是个罪。
And fourthly, there's a way you can enter, but you didn't go through it. Instead, you go through the back door, and that's sin.
所以这个罪啊，把我们拦阻我们进入到在基督里头去。
And this sin has stopped us from entering into in Christ.
所以神就为我们预备一个拯救的方法。
So God prepared a way of salvation for us.
那一个方法就是差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来。
And that way is to send his son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
为我们钉在十字架上
to be nailed on the cross for us.
这就是神给我们预备了一条的路。
And this is the way that God had prepared for us.
他要把那个因着罪拦阻了我们跟神之间的间隔把它废掉。
He wants to put aside all the sin that was stopping us from entering into God.
而这个代价是用主耶稣的生命付出去的。
And the price is our Lord, the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因着他的死
Because of his death,
把人和神之间的间隔把它废掉。
He put away the gap that was between man and God.
因着他的死，也把人与人之间的间隔把它废掉。
And because of his death, that he would put away the gap between man.
所以他的死为我们开了一条的路，叫我们可以在亚当的里面怎么样，被牵到在基督里头。
And because of his death, that we can be moved from in Adam into in Christ.
那一条的路。是主耶稣为我们开了。
And this way is opened up by our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你愿意接受的话
If you're willing to receive him,
神就把你从亚当里牵到在基督里。
And God will take you from in Adam into in Christ.
这不是因着我们的功劳。
It's not because of our own works.
是因为神看他的儿子是个无价之宝。
Because God looked at His Son to be the most precious one.
啊，为我们付出代价。
That had paid for the price for us.
所以神可以在他儿子的里面来接纳我们。
So God can receive us in Christ.
所以若有人在基督里。
So if anyone is in Christ.
怎么在基督里？
How can you be in Christ?
从神那边就是本乎神。
And it's to be from God.
从人的角度来说是因着信
and from the man's point of view it's because of faith
相信主耶稣为我们所做的
to believe what our Lord Jesus had done for us
这就是信耶稣
and this is believing in Jesus
盼望今天早上如果有人还没有信主
I hope that if any one of you had not believed yet
请我们先认识我们就是在这个范围里面
We first need to know that we are in that group.
现在可以借着耶稣基督在十字架上的死被进到基督里的范围里头。
But through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can enter into Christ.
那么在基督里有三件事我们应该知道的。
So in Christ, there are three things we need to know.
第一个就是旧事已过。
The first one is the old has passed.
所有在亚当的里面的
And all those who are in Adam
都因着主耶稣的死都过去了
Because of Christ's death that it has all passed.
因着主耶稣神把我放在基督里面
Because of Christ that God put us in him.
这个新造或者新造的人里面有永远的生命
And this new creation there is eternal life in it.
这是新的故事
It's a new story
这是神赐给我们的生命
And this is the life that God has given us
圣经里面叫做永生
In the Bible it refers to eternal life
永远的生命
The life of eternity
在旧的都要过去新的怎么样要被带进来
So the old has passed The new thing will come in
在这里有一个看啊
And there's a word, behold.
看啊
Behold.
看乃是说到生命里头的一个功能要把它彰显出来。
And behold means that there is a function of light that needs to be revealed.
在亚当里面，旧的里头都是黑暗。
In Adam, because of the old things, it's all darkness.
但是在基督里面，里面是明亮的。
But in Christ, everything is bright.
所以我们可以看。
So we can see.
所以弟兄姊妹们，里面的眼睛看见很重要。
So it's very important for our inner heart, inner eyes to see.
这个看，它叫做分辨什么叫做旧的，什么叫做新的。
And being able to see what is old and what is new.
我们实在很难用一件事来说，什么这是新的，这是旧的。
It's very hard for us to just take one thing and say, okay, this is old and this is new.
但是我们可以分辨，如果这是神要的，这一定是新的。
But we are able to discern that if this is what God wants, so this is new.
如果这个是神不要的，一定是旧的。
And this is something God does not want, then it must be old.
所以我们心灵的眼睛必须要被打开。
So our eyes inside must be opened up.
所以我们应该有个祷告说，神啊，求你开我的眼睛。
So we should have a prayer to say that God open up our eyes.
让我能够看见什么是神所要。
So we can see what is that God wants.
那我就愿意活在这个范围的地方。
So I'm willing to live within that boundary.
那保罗他为了要让我们知道什么叫做新造，或者说在新造的里面的那个新事。
So Paul, in order so that we can know what is the new things and the new creation,
他下面就让我们有一段的圣经来讲解。
So he will explain that in a passage that follows.
十八节到二十节。
And that's from verse 18 to verse 20.
我们来读的时候会发现这一段的圣经里面一直出现两个字叫做和好。
And we can see that in this passage, the word that come out most is reconciliation.
所以他十八节一开头的他说一切都是出于神。
So in verse 18 it said everything come out from God.
所以我会发现说神是一切的源头。
So we know that God is the source of everything.
啊，但是下面说又叫我们说我们要跟神和好。
And then it said that we need to be reconciled with God.
所以和好的意义是什么呢？
So what do you mean by being reconciled?
我稍微很简单的说一下。
So I will briefly talk about this.
他说本来他们就是好的。
And originally they are good together.
但是有一件事进来。
But then something comes in.
就把这一个好的情形里面把它破坏了。
And it had destroyed this good relationship.
产生了间隔。
And then there's the gap.
以至于分离。
So that they are separated.
啊，这件事进来以后产生的现象就是旧事。
And this thing that had come in, that's the old thing.
啊，这是神所不要的。
And this is what God doesn't want.
啊，又有另外一件事进来。
But then another thing comes in.
让这一个不能和好的人重新复合。
And that's two things that cannot be reconciled, but be that was reconciled.
这是这一个重新再好就叫和好。
And to be reconciled again, and that's what it means.
所以一个在基督里头的人。
So one who is in Christ.
啊，他是一个新造的人。
He is a new creation.
哦，他必须知道一件的事情，我是本来是属于神的。
He must know that originally I belong to God.
但是因为我在亚当里。
But because I was in Adam.
或许是我的祖先害了我。
Or maybe my ancestor had done all these
things. 或者是别人害了我。
Or maybe other people had done.
以至于什么，我也落在那个罪恶的里面。
So that I too was in this sin.
造成了我跟神之间的间隔。
So I have a gap between me and God.
啊，今天因着主耶稣的大爱。
But because of the love of our Lord.
他把我拯救了回来。
He saved me from this.
把我放在他的基督的里面。
He put me in Christ.
叫我得着永远的生命。
So I have received this eternal life.
叫我成为神的儿女。
To become the children of God.
我可以跟神重新和好。
I can be reconciled again with God. This is the word of God.
神在基督里,
that in Christ God
叫世人与自己和好,
that all the people in the world will be reconciled with him.
弟兄姊妹, 在基督里新造的人,
that a new creation through Christ.
用通俗的话就是基督徒啊，信耶稣的人。
In the general layman term is like Christians.
我们一定要把握知道我是与神和好的人。
We have to have the assurance that we are reconciled with God.
是神把我们怎么样与他和好。
And God caused us to be reconciled with him.
这是神的大爱。
And this is the great love of God.
这是他的儿子耶稣基督为我们舍命的大爱。
This is the love shown by his son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that died for us.
所以我们要跟神连在一起。
So we need to be connected with God.
我们要把我们信仰的根基立在神这个救赎的大爱里面。
The foundation of our faith needs to be rooted in the love of God.
这个是我们与神和好的开始。
And this is the beginning of our reconciliation with God.
不仅这样，我们还要继续不断的与神和好。
Not only that, we must continue to be reconciled with God.
当我们跟神有亲近与他和好的时候，
as we draw close to God and to be reconciled with Him,
神的光会照在我们的身上。
The light of God will shine upon us.
每一位新造的人来亲近神的时候，
as every person draw close to God,
他一定会发现在自己的身上有旧事。
And he will find out that in his life there are old things.
而这个旧事可能是一样，可能好多的样。
This old thing may be just one or maybe many.
这些的旧事叫我跟神之间有一个阻隔。
And these old things that caused me to be separated to God.
但这位使我们和好的神。
But then this God of reconciliation.
他不将我们的罪孽归在我们的身上。
He did not put these sins upon us.
他把我们的罪孽归在耶稣基督的身上。
He put all these sins on the life of our Lord Jesus.
叫我们可以与神重新再和好。
So that we can be reconciled once again with God.
所以一位与神和好的人,
so a person who is reconciled with God,
他会看见自己里头的旧事,
he will see the old things in his life.
他也会来知悉主耶稣那个救赎的恩典,
and he will come to draw the grace from our Lord Jesus.
叫我们在神面前悔改认罪。
So we can repent before God.
叫我们像一个枝子一样重新系在那个真葡萄树上。
Such like a branch will be once again connected to the vine.
让这位新造的创在新造里面的这一位的神，把他的丰富，把他的恩典，把他的慈爱留在我们的身上。
So that God can give His grace upon us,
叫我们脱离那些旧事。
So we can put aside the old things.
看啊，旧事已过。
Behold, the old has passed.
另外，继续都住在他的里面，有新的力量，有新的恩典，有新的生命临到我们的身上。
We can continue to have new life.
Yes.
So willing to follow Christ,
好像我们一棵树,
just like a tree,
可以栽在 神这一个大爱的根基上面。
Planted and rooted in the great love of God.
让我们的根深深地扎在这个永远不改变的爱的里头。
So the root can be firmly established in this love.
让我们的生命得以长大。
So that our life will continue to grow.
这是我们个人与神和好。
So this is individually we are being reconciled to God.
我们要扎根在神的那一个救赎的大爱里。
To be rooted in the redemption of the love of God.
叫我们脱去旧的旧事。
To put away the old things.
另外一方面，当我们来亲近神的时候。
And secondly, as we come to draw near to God.
与神和好的时候。
To be reconciled with God.
有另外一件事也会发生。
Another thing will happen.
就像我们说，我们跟人之间也有旧事。
That we would know that we have old things between us and other men.
这个旧事神不喜欢。
And this old thing is not pleasing to God.
神要让它过去。
And God wanted to be passed.
但是我必须看见什么叫做我与人之间的旧事。
But we must see what is this old thing between us and other people.
你知道人与人相处啊。
And as people live together,
很不容易。
It's not easy.
有时候我们说一句话，不小心就产生了误会。
And sometimes just a sentence we may speak about, and then it causes misunderstanding.
我们有时候有一个动作
，and maybe an action，
但是怎么在别人觉得什么？你怎么用这个动作来伤害
？And people will think that why do you use such action to hurt me？
我们可能说有时候什么，不是讲一些不小心的话，而是讲一些很刻薄、很尖锐的话。
And sometimes we'll speak of things that are not carefully, but instead it's something that may be pretty mean to others.
我们甚至是在那被批评，在那论断。
And maybe we were criticizing other people, judging them.
而造成了人我与人之间的间隔。
So it had created this gap between me and other people.
这些都是旧事。
And these are all old things.
旧事要让它过去。
The old things must be gone.
主耶稣曾经讲了一段的话，是这么说。
So our Lord Jesus and once has said this.
他说，当你去献礼物的时候，去献祭的时候。
So as you are going to make a sacrifice.
当我来到神的面前献祭，就是我与神来亲近他，我与神和好。
So as I come and make the sacrifice, and I'm drawing close to God, and am I being reconciled to God?
当你与神和好的时候。
So as you are being reconciled to God,
神会让我们想起
that God will cause us to remember
有人向我反怨
and somebody against me
变成什么？别人跟我有之间有了一个间隔
so that I have a gap between me and other people
你还要不要继续献祭？
Do you want to continue to make the sacrifice?
主耶稣说
And our Lord Jesus said, don't do that.
把你的礼物放下来
And put down your gift first.
你先去跟人家和好
First be reconciled with the other person.
先让旧事把它过去
Let the old thing pass away first.
如果我们读这一段主耶稣讲的话的上面
If you read in context of this passage,
他就说当你骂弟兄是拉加
So when you say to your brother you're a raka,
骂弟兄是魔力
and to say to other people that you are full,
造成了别人向你反应
and that had caused people to have something against you.
什么叫做魔力？什么叫做拉加呢？
What do you mean by raka?
就是笨蛋
and that's like stupid person.
什么叫做魔力呢？
And the other word is fool.
就是疯子神经病
It's like you are the crazy person
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们的口中会流露出不能够造就人的话。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we will say up things that may not be edifying,
伤害了别人。
And it will hurt other people.
所以当你想起你因着言语叫人家受伤。
So if you remember that the words, your words had caused other, harm other people,
你要让这个旧事过去。
You need to let this old thing pass.
怎么过去？
How?
跟他和好。
To be reconciled with him.
弟兄姊妹，在这里需要来支取在心脏里面的丰富。
And here we must draw from the source of the new creation.
在基督里有一切，神一切的丰盛都在这里。
God has all the abundance in Christ.
我们要从神那边吸收、支取那个力量。
We must draw from that source from God.
叫我肯卑微自己。
So we can humble ourselves.
然后我肯靠近对方。
To come to the other person.
能够跟他认罪。
To confess to him.
求对方赦免。
To ask for forgiveness.
与对方和好。
And to be reconciled with the other person.
你再回来。
And then you come back.
你再来到神的面前献祭。
And give up this, offer this gift to God again.
神要成就人与神之间的和好。
So God wants to accomplish the reconciliation between people.
神也要成就我们跟人之间的和好。
And also between us with God.
让旧事过去。
So the old things will pass.
让新事进到我的生活的里面。
So the new creation will come into our life.
让我成为一个与神、与人都是和好的人。
So I become a person that will be reconciled with both God and man.
我们要在主耶稣的那个救赎的大爱里面。
In the love of this redemption.
我们也要在主耶稣那个复活的能力中。
Also live in the, this power of a resurrection.
来进到那个新事的里面。
To enter into this new thing.
所以在新事的里头一定是我跟神和好。
So in the new things we must be reconciled with God.
在新的里面我会跟神有一个连接。
In the new things that we will be connected to God.
在新的里面我会分辨什么叫做旧的，什么叫做新的。
In the new things we will be able to distinguish what is old and what is new.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活中常常在言语上常常起争论。
Brother and sister, in our daily lives and many times we have conflict in our words.
那一个争论对和错是一件事。
And in this argument then there might be the right and the wrong.
但是在那个争论的里面失去了彼此之间的和好。
But because of the argument, then we lost that reconciliation between us.
不管谁对谁错。
Regardless who is right and who is wrong.
若和好不能够成就在彼此之间。
The result, if it's not reconciliation,
最好的理由也是旧事。
Even the best gift will be the past.
我们必须认清楚，让它过去。
We must know this and then let it go to the past.
把它带到这位光的神面前。
So we take this to the God of light.
神啊，求你拯救。
And to ask God save us.
求你拯救我脱离旧事。
To save us from these old things.
把我带到新造的里。
To take us into the new creation.
让我能够与人重新和好。
So that we will be reconciled with other people again.
兄弟，和好实在是件很美丽的事。
So being reconciled is a very beautiful thing.
特别是当我们看见两个都是对立的仇家。
Especially when we see two people who are opposing each other's enemy.
但是因着神的爱把他们重新复合的时候。
But if the God of love had put them back together.
我们时候会看见说，看啊。弟兄姐妹和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
we would say that, behold how lovely it is when brothers and sisters loving in, living in harmony together. And this is a new thing. And it's a privilege of the children of God. We need to live in this new situation. May the love of God connect us all together. That we as members, that we can be put together in His love. So the building of this body in us will be built up. And this building must, will be in peace.
我们知道在旧约里头, 大卫是合神心意的君王。
We know that in the Old Testament, David is a king that was pleasing to God.
他很想为神建造一个圣殿。
He wants to build a temple for God.
但是神说, 不, 你不能来建造圣殿。
But God said, you cannot build the temple for me.
一个原因, 你在这一生中流血太多了。
One reason, because in your life you have shed too much blood.
你在这一生中太多的什么正在死亡的事发生。
There are too many battles and too many deaths in your life.
神所要的圣殿是建造在和平的根基上面。
The temple of God must be built on the foundation of peace.
所以神让他大卫的儿子所罗门来建造圣殿。
So God led David's son Solomon to build the temple instead.
所罗门的意思就是平安的意思。
The word Solomon means peace.
只有在平安中神可以建造他的工程。
Only in peace God can build his architect.
神只有在平安中才可以把这个圣殿盖起来。
And only in peace God can build this temple up.
神的人可以和好,
that God and man can be reconciled.
但是这个平安还有一个根基,
but this peace has another foundation.
就是所罗门另外一个名字,
and the, that's the other name of Solomon.
叫耶迪迪亚,
and it's called Jedidiah.
他的意思就是神所爱的,
and the, that means it's loved by God.
在爱里面流露出来的平安可以来建造神的殿。
The peace that come out from the love can build up the temple of God.
而我们的主耶稣就是比那一位所罗门更大的真正的所罗门王。
And our Lord Jesus is even greater than this, this King of Solomon.
这一位平安的所罗门王不过是个影儿。
This piece of King Solomon is only a foreshadow.
那个真正的所罗门王乃是耶稣基督。
But the true King Solomon is our Lord Jesus Christ.
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候,
when our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross,
圣经上这样的来描述他。
And this is how the Bible described him.
他借着十字架上的死,
and through the death on the cross,
成就了和平,
to that peace is accomplished.
所有的工作是建造在这主耶稣舍命的大爱上面。
All the work of God is built upon this
这个大爱上面的里面流露出来的平安可以来建造圣殿。
And the peace that come out from this love can build the temple.
但愿我们这些在基督里面的人,
and hope that we all who are in Christ,
是个新造的人,
this new creation,
能够在他的爱里头,
that we will build in His love,
在他的平安里面,
in His peace,
被建造,
that we are being built up,
让教会成为神的见证,
that the church will become the testimony of God,
让教会像一盏灯台一样,
The church will become like a lamp.
可以在这个黑暗的时代照把神的光照明出来。
To be shown, to shine within in this dark generation.
所以当我们与神和好的时候，我们要被建造。
So when we are reconciled with God, we will be built up.
因为自己被建造。
Not only individually ourselves.
扎根在神的爱里面。
To be rooted in the love of God.
我们也要跟同伴们一起被建造。
Also, along with other company to be built up.
所以圣经里面有中文圣经叫做生根建造。
So in the Chinese, there is what to be rooted and to be built up.
还有一句话叫生根立基。
And also to be rooted to set the foundation.
这是讲一件事情的两面。
It's talking about two sides of one thing.
第一面是根的部分。
And the first side is the root.
这是讲到生命。
And talk about the life.
把我们的生命扎根在这一位永生神的里头。
To root our life in this eternal God.
而那个根基就是我们的主耶稣。
And that foundation is our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们在这个已经被裂开的万古磐石上面被建造起来。
That on this rock that has been split up, that we can build on it.
第三，这个和好的恩典不仅仅是让我们在基督里面的人来承受。
And thirdly, this grace of being reconciled is not only in Christ.
那么神也盼望把这个在新造里面得着神的和好的人。
That also want to receive this reconciliation in this new creation.
能够把福音传出去。
So that we can spread the gospel.
能够把人与神和好的这个好消息能够传扬出去。
That the good news of being reconciled can be spread out.
叫我们能够成为一个传福音的人。
So we can become a person who is share the gospel.
能够把人带到神的面前。
To bring people before God.
让他能够认识耶稣基督的大爱。
So that they can know the love, great love of God.
让他也能够相信耶稣。
So that they also can believe in Jesus.
把让神把他从在亚当里面牵到在基督里头去。
So God can also take them out of Adam into Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，求主给我们恩典。
So may God give us grace, brothers and sisters.
我们应该为着那些世上的灵魂来祷告。
We need to pray for those who are lost.
我们认识不了全世界的人。
We may not know everybody in the world.
我们也认识不了全中国的人。
And we may not know all the people in China.
我们也认识不了全美国的人。
Or maybe we do not know all the people in America.
我们住在 Kansas, 我们也认识不了Kansas 所有的中国人也好，外国人也好。
Even in Kansas, we may not be able to know all the Chinese for all the other people.
但是我们一定至少会认识一个人是没有信耶稣的。
But we will know at least one person who had not received Christ yet.
那一个人可能就是你家中的人。
And that person may be a person in the family.
那一个人可能就是你的亲戚。
And that person may be your relative.
或许是你的朋友。
Or maybe your friend.
或者是你的同事。
Or maybe your co-workers.
求神把一个爱放在我的里面。
May God give a love inside of me.
然后至少为一个人来祷告。
To at least pray for one person.
为他的灵魂来祷告。
To pray for his soul.
借着祷告，让神在他身上做工。
Through prayer that God can work in his life.
借着祷告，神兴起人来把福音传给他。
And through prayer, God will raise up people to share the gospel with him.
借着祷告，让我们看见神的能力显在堕落的人的身上。
And through prayer that God's strength can be revealed in this person.
脱去旧事。被带到新事的里头。
That he can put away the old things and brought into the new things.
求神给我们这样的恩典。
May God give us this grace.
最后这里有一个看啊。
And finally there's this behold here.
看。 看啊。
Say behold.
看什么？
What are we looking at?
弟兄姊妹，我们自己要看自己。
Then we have to look at ourselves.
我要在神的面前来看我自己。
That I will look at myself before God.
看看在我身上的旧事是不是已经过去了。
To look to see the old thing has passed in my life.
看看在我的生活的里面有没有新事彰显出来。
And to see in my life there's any new things that are happening.
第二，我们的生活要经得起别人来看。
And secondly, our life must be seen by other people.
让人看看说他是一个基督徒，是一个在新造里面的人。
When other people see that we're Christian as a new creation,
他的生活是新的。
That our life must be new.
第三。
And thirdly,
我们的生活也要经得起仇敌在看。
And our lives must lift up to the enemies looking at us.
你知道在基督里，这是个何等大的保护。
In Christ, it's a great protection there.
你我可能印象没有那么深。
Maybe you and I do not have that great impression.
但是魔鬼太清楚了。
But Satan knows very well.
他知道若是有一个人在基督里面。
He said, if a person is in Christ,
这个人从此离开了仇敌的辖制。
And he will be taken out of the control of the enemy.
所以仇敌才尽各种方法叫人家不要信耶稣。
So the enemy wants to use all kind of ways to stop people from believing.
叫人信了耶稣，叫他不要去受洗。
And after they believe, then cause them not to
be
baptized.
他用各样的方法来拦阻。
To use all kind of method to stop them.
因为他知道在基督里你有他的权势。
Because in Christ he will have no control.
第四，看啊。
And fourthly, the behold.
天使也在观看。
The angels are looking too.
看看在这个地上有一般在基督里面的人。
That in the world there's a group of people who are in Christ.
他们在各样的环境中经历到神的恩典。
In all kind of situations, they are experiencing God.
有人在胜利的环境中爱神。
And some will love God in victory.
但是有人也在艰难的环境中不改变他们的信仰。
And some who will also love God in a situation that is tough.
甚至在可怕的逼迫的里面，能够坚持到底。
That they can stand firm till the end in all kind of persecution.
看啊，天使在看。
Behold, the angels are looking.
最后，我们的神也在看。
And finally, our God is also looking.
看看说在这里有一个人因着主耶稣的
工作 because of the work of Christ
在十字架上的工作
the work of the cross
就成为一个新造的人
to become a new creation
成为神的儿女
to become a child of God
他要在看这个新造的人生命的成长
he wants to see the growth of this new creation
这是神儿女的见证。
And this is the testimony of the children of God.
但愿这个看啊。
May this behold.
能够把我们在基督里头能够带成长。
That will cause us to grow in Christ.
以赛亚书有一句话。
There's a verse in Isaiah.
跟这一节的圣经非常的相关。
It's similar to this verse.
他说神把一般的人从四方召集来。
It said God gathered a whole bunch of people together.
称为他名下的人。
To become to be in his name.
就是信主耶稣的人。
And those who believe in Jesus Christ.
这是神所造的。
And this is created by God.
是神的新造。
And it's a new creation of God.
它是神新造的人。
And to be that new creation of God.
中间有一句话说是为自己的荣耀来创造的。
And in the middle of this phrase that said, because of his own glory he created.
一位在基督里面的人。
A person who are in Christ
是为着神的荣耀来创造的。
It's for the sake of the glory of God that He's being created.
有一天神要把我们这些的神的儿子儿女们
One day God will take us who are children of God
摆在这个宇宙的中间看啊这是有一般神的创造。
He'll put up on the universe and say, Behold, there's those who are created.
这是神的杰作。
This is the work of God.
是我为自己的荣耀而创造。
I created them because of my own glory.
要把他的荣耀借着我们把它彰显出来。
And through his glory, he wants to receive us.
这是我们基督徒荣耀的盼望。
And this is the glorious hope for us Christians.
我们今天活在这个时候。
Today we live in this generation.
叫我们能够成为神的见证。
That we will become His witness.
所以，哥林多后书第五章最后一句话说：“他说，叫我们这些人成为神的义。”
In the last verse of that chapter, it said that we will become the righteousness of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们是神的义。
That we are the righteousness of God.
这句话太伟大了。
And this is such a great statement.
我能够站在神的面前，我能够成为神的儿女，这是神义的恩典临到我身上。
We can stand before God and become His children, and that is His grace upon us.
而且神一路上要叫我们引导我们从荣耀一直进入到荣耀里头去。
And God want to lead us from glory into glory
来彰显神的公义
to reveal His righteousness
我们最后把哥林多后书五章十七节我们再念一遍
And finally let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 again
就在我们中文一文我们先念一遍中文好不好请英文的稍微休息一下
We will first read the Chinese and then we will read the English the second time
若有人
在基督里他就是新造的人旧事已过看啊都变成新
我们用英文来念
English
Therefore if anyone is in Christ
He is a new creation The old has gone Behold has come
若有人在基督里
If anyone is in Christ
盼望今天早上每一个人都在都是这一个若有人的人
Let's pray that everyone is this person that is in Christ
都在基督里
That we will be all in Christ
只因着信耶稣
And because we believe in Jesus
请我们低头祷告
Let's bow our head and pray. 。Father in heaven, we thank you because you have given us such a privilege that even though we are in sin, that all those will be gone because we believe in you, our Lord Jesus Christ. And yet you have created us a new thing in us.And made us a new creation. Father, it's hard to understand. It seems so abstract to us. But may your spirit teaches us that we will not only understand it, but we will be able to fully experience that because we believe in you, the old has gone, the new has come.We thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
来唱一首诗歌，是在712首，又是一年正起首。Let's sing a hymn 712, another year is dawning.